From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for September the 1st, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that Frank Serpico, former New York City police officer and celebrated whistleblower, is entering politics. Promising uncompromising truth and honesty, Serpico was recently endorsed along with two other candidates by the Stuyvesant Democratic Committee. Serpico's name will appear on the ballot alongside Lee Jamison, town supervisor candidate, and Edson Flomsby, town board candidate. Jamison wrote in a release statement, and I quote, "Serpico is coming out of retirement due to his concerns for equal justice in Stuyvesant. He said if he were younger, he would have run for district attorney himself, but this year he will work for the election of DA candidate Ken Golden." Serpico has been a resident of Stuyvesant for more than 30 years. He said, and I quote, "I've been there for a long time. I know the ins and outs of the politics. If the ticks don't get you, the politics will," end quote. Flomsby is a member of the Independence Party and longtime town resident. He has been employed as an electrician for Columbia County for nearly 30 years. Jamison works at Columbia Memorial Hospital as a psychiatric social worker, serving people with developmental disabilities. She has been active in county politics for years. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal on the construction of a wastewater treatment plant in Lexington. At a recent town board meeting, the Lexington Town Board was updated by project manager Nick Warner. He said most of the pipeline-related digging is expected to be finished this week. Route 13A, which has been closed for several weeks, is expected to be reopened by Labor Day. Final paving will take place next spring. The new facility includes two filtration pods and an equipment building west of the post office along Route 42. The treatment facility will be a single-story structure on a 1,000-square-foot foundation where control panels, computer systems, backup generators, pumps, tools, and spare parts will be housed, Warner said. Warner said, and I quote, "The town has gone to great lengths in numerous meetings over several years to design a building that was aesthetically pleasing," end quote. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the 2015-16 school year begins next week with amended State Department of Health rules that require students to have vaccinations in order to start classes. Children entering or attending kindergarten through 12th grade are now required to have two doses of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, the department said in a written announcement. Children entering kindergarten through grade 5 must now have 5 doses of the vaccine for diphtheria, tetanus, and cellular pertussis. Also, children entering kindergarten and grades 1, 6, and 7 must have 4 doses of the polio vaccine. Under the new rules, students must have the vaccinations on the first day of school or at least have an appointment to get them already scheduled to begin school. State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said the rule revisions are based on the most current science. Zucker said, and I quote, "With these up-to-date school immunization requirements in place, New York will be aligned with federal standards on childhood vaccines," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Maloney is reporting at Politico New York that former State Senator Cecilia Kacik says she is leading an effort to take control of the Women's Equality Party. The party was created by Governor Andrew Cuomo during his successful re-election campaign last year and gained official party status when he received more than 50,000 votes on that line. The governor signed organizational rules for the party in July. On Friday, August the 28th, Kacik submitted competing rules that made her the party's chair. She spoke briefly about the WEP and her decision on WGXE on Monday.
So, well, I raised some issues and I made some news on Friday because on behalf of a small group of women, I submitted new rules for the Women's Equality Party, and I also announced that I switched my registration to the Women's Equality Party and am its new chair. We did this to make sure that the Women's Equality Party is run by women and is for women and is not controlled by the governor or his political machine. You can find out more about the Women's Equality Party and why we're doing this on the Facebook page for the Women's Equality Party.
An ally of the governor's dismissed the senator's characterization of the party. Rachel Gold, the treasurer in the existing WEP, said, and I quote, "This backroom maneuver is the antithesis of grassroots movement," end quote. The rules submitted by Kacik describe a party that will support, and I quote, "candidates and policies that end barriers to equality, eliminate discrimination, safeguard reproductive health, and protect women from violence," end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Finally, Lance Wheeler and Carrie Allen are reporting in the Register-Star that a railroad container hauling 200,000 pounds of construction and demolition material caught on fire Saturday night and caused a train to stop near the Percy Hill Crossing in Chatham. The train was traveling from Worcester, Massachusetts. The East Chatham, Chatham, and Ghent fire departments, as well as the Chatham Rescue Squad, responded to the scene. Heat sensors on the track alerted the train engineer to the fire. Volunteers had a difficult time getting to the hot spots, which were estimated to have reached 500 degrees. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for the Tuesday weather. The National Weather Service is predicting patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 87 degrees. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 62. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63. On Thursday, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63. Sunrise today was at 6:21 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:29 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the first day of September 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.